Tonight we're going to learn Dav Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Beit. So we are on the sixth line of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are at Hahu Da Amar Lehu. Today we're going to learn a number of other explanations of the idea of Beitza Im Yitzi Asa Nigmara. We already had that comment that an egg is only considered to be complete when it comes out. So we're trying to figure out, L'may Nafkamina, what exactly are we saying? Is this a din in Basa B'chalav? Is this a din in Dine Mamanus, in Mekach HaMemkar? Is this a din in Muktza? What is this din of Beitza Im Yitzi Asa Nigmara? So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. We're also going to talk about Basa B'chalav, about it when it comes to an egg that's found inside of Tarnagoles. And we're going to discuss the notion Kol Shatashmisho Biyom, Nolad Biyom, and what the Nafkamina is. So let's get started. Sixth line, Hahuda Amar Lehu. There was a guy that was telling people who were selling eggs, Beid Dichra Leman, Beid Dichra Leman. Who has a Beitza of a Tarnagoles that was born from a Tarnagol Zachar, from a male Tarnagol, and not Beitzim that were Nischamim by the Karka? Meaning, in order for the chicken to lay an egg, it needs to be Nischamim in one way or the other, either from a male or from the ground. And he wanted Dafka to be Megadol Afrochen. So he wanted Beitzim that were dafka from a male. Yovle beid safna me'ara. And they sold them eggs that were not born from a male, rather that came from the warmth of the ground. Asl kamed Rabbi Ami, so the lokeach went to a din Torah to Rabbi Ami, amalei mekach tos huvahada. Rabbi Ami said, well, that you were cheated, and therefore to mekach tos, the whole sale is not binding. Says Mar Pshita, obviously that's considered a mekach tos. That's the very definition of a mekach tos. He asked for one thing, and he was given something else. Of course he was cheated. So Gemara answers, no, one might have thought that really all he wasn't interested in being Megadol Afrochim. He only wanted eggs to eat. And the reason he said he wanted eggs that were a result of a male's participation, Mishum Deshamin and Tvei, because he thinks that they're fatter eggs and they're better eggs when they come from male. Lamainaf Kamina, what's the difference whether he wants them to be Megadol Afrochim or he wants them to eat? At the end of the day, he didn't get what he wanted. At the end of the day, it's a Mekartos. So the Gemara explains that if he wanted them to eat, it's not totally cancelled. The sale isn't totally cancelled. Even though he wanted fatter eggs, so the misfile beni beni, you just compensate him for the difference in price. Kamash Malan. That's what it's teaching me. So it's telling, Rabbi Ami's telling us that you might have thought that that's what you have to do. So Kamash Malan, no, the whole thing is a Mekartos, even so. Even though he didn't want to be Megadol Afrochim, he just wanted eggs to eat, but he wanted fatter eggs. Another explanation. What does it mean? Im yitzias nigmara. It means the following: Im yitzias ruba nigmara. When most of the egg comes out, even though it didn't come out entirely, it's considered to be complete. And this relates to a beitza that's nolad on Yom Tov. Ukit Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Beitza shiyatsa ruba me erev Yom Tov. V'chazra. If most of the egg came out on Erev Yom Tov and then it popped back in and then it comes out again on Yom Tov, that's considered a beitza that was already nolad on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore you're going to be allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. And another explanation. What does a mitzias nigmara mean? Im yitzias kula nigmara, that it's only considered to be laid once it is entirely out. Im yitzias kula in aval ruba lo, but if it's only majority out, then it would not be good. Ula fuk imid Rabbi Yochanan, to tell me against Rabbi Yochanan, that if majority came out on Erev Yantif and then popped back in and then the whole thing came out on Yantif, that's considered a beitza that was no let on Yantif, and that's therefore going to be asur on Yantif. Gufa, we learned previously in the Braisa, Hashochet es ha-tarnagolas u-matzah ba-beitzim gemuros, mutaris la-achim b'chalav. If you shech the chicken and you find complete eggs inside the chicken, you're allowed to eat those eggs with milk. They are not fleishig. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, if they're still attached with sinews, then they have a din of basar, and therefore asuros. They'd be asur to eat with milk. So man tana lahadu tana rabbanan. Which tana teaches the following braisa? We have halacha that an avela of a kosher bird, of a bird that's normally kosher, but instead of shechting it, it became an avela. It died. The halacha is that such an avela is not metame when you touch it or when you carry it, but anyone who eats from such an avela, his entire body becomes tamei, to the point that even his begadim are tamei. But that's only when you eat its meat, when you eat the meat of a nevelas of tahar. So now, given that backdrop, ha'ochel min nevelas of tahar min hashalal shel beitzim. If a person eats from the nevela of a kosher bird, from the pack of eggs that are attached to the spine of the bird, minatzamos, or someone eats from the bones of the bird, so he's tahar, because the beitzim and the atzamos don't have a status of nevela meat. Uminagidin, and similarly, if he eats from the gidin, from the sinews, also tahar, because a gid is not considered to have a status of meat. Ein begidin b'no sein tam, a gid doesn't give any flavor, it's not considered meat. Uminabasar, similarly, if he eats from the basar shin nitlash minachai, that was detached while the bird was still alive, tahar. It's tahar, because the nevela is only when the bird is dead. Mina eshkol shel beitzim, but if he eats from the meat that's on the shidra of the nevela, it's on the spine of the nevela, where the beitzim are attached to it, mina korkavanu b'nei me'ayin, from the innards of the animal, o shehimches achelev gemao, or he melts down the fats and he swallows it, tamei, all of that has a din of basar nevela, and therefore he's considered to have eaten basar nevela, and he becomes tamei. So the Gemara now formulates the question: Man tana min hashalol shel beitzim tahar. Who's the one that holds that if you eat from the shalol of the beitzim, that's not meat, and you're tahar? Amar Rav Yosef to lo Rabbi Yaakov, it's against Rabbi Yaakov. Di Rabbi Yaakov amarim hayum uros begidin asuros. Rabbi Yaakov holds that if they're connected with sinews, they're usur to have with chalav, they have a status of basar. So the shalol shel beitzim nevela should be metamei a person, because it should have a din of basar. Amle Abai Mimai. How do you know that according to Rabbi Yaakov, the beitzim nevela that are still mu'uros are metamei the person? Dilma ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Yaakov hasam el inyan Isura Avelin and Tumalo. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov says yes, it has the status of basar with regard to basar b'chalav, with regard to the isir, but with regard to tuma, maybe it doesn't have the status of basar. V'chi tema linyan tuma nami nigzar. And if you're going to say that at least let it be tamei midrabanan, if with regard to basar b'chalav, if the rabbanan were asserted it for basar b'chalav, they should also assert it with regard to tuma. Afushe tumuhu, afushe tuma midrabanan l'mafshinan. No, the rabbanan are much more hesitant to make gezeros in the world of tuma and tahara, because they don't want to expand tumah. They don't want there to be more tumah in the world. The ikadamri, others say this whole teaching slightly differently, that the shalol shel beitzim are not beitzim that are mu'uros, they're beitzim that are gemuros, they're beitzim that are totally completed. And even though they don't have a shell yet, they almost have a shell, and therefore they're not really well connected to the spine. So the eshkol shel beitzim that the Bryce is talking about is not the basar that the beitzim are in. It's talking about the beitzim themselves, and that's the beitzim mu'uros that Rabbi Yaakov asked with chalav, and therefore the way it goes as follows: Man tana min eshkol shel beitzim tamei. Who's the one that says that if we eat from the eshkol shel beitzim you're tamei, and that it's like eating basar nevela? Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, he dafke is Rabbi Yaakov. Tamerim hayim uros begidin asuros, because Rabbi Yaakov says that that's considered eating meat. It's also to eat it with chalav. Amle Abaye mimai, and Abaye says in that, how do you know that's true, that it's going like Rabbi Yaakov? Mimai de eshkol mehanach de talya be eshkol dilma me eshkol gufei. How do you know when the Brisa says eshkol, it means those beitzim that are hanging on the eshkol? Maybe it means, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov has to be the author. No, maybe it means that you're eating the eshkol itself, and everyone holds the eshkol itself as a din of basar. Even the Tanakhama would agree to it. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say no, you can't say that it's referring to the eshkol itself, because eshkol gufei my lememra, what would be the chiddush? Of course that has a din of basar. Well, midadavar korkavanu v'nei me'ayin. It's the Tanna's teaching us that they're metame, the one who eats, just like someone who's korkavan, just like eating the korkavanu v'nei me'ayin. Diavgav de basar ninhu, even though they are meat, kiven dikein shidlo achli, since there are some people that would not eat them, it's tzrich lachshminan, so it has to tell me that it has a din of meat to be metame a person. as if he ate pasur nevela. So achanami kiven dikin ishtalo achli israch lashminan. It's the same over here. Since there are some people that would be makbin not to eat it, it has to teach it to me that someone who eats it is going to be tame. Tan rabbanan kol shetashmisha biyom nolad biyom. Any creature that has tashmish during the day is born during the day. V'kol she tashmish b'layla nolad b'layla. Kol she tashmish b'yom bein b'layla. Anything that's both during the day and night nolad bein b'yom bein b'layla can be nolad day or night. So the Gemara explains, what are we talking about? Kol she tashmish b'yom nolad b'yom zu tarnagolas. That's a reference to tarnagolas. Kol she tashmish b'layla nolad b'layla zu atlif. That's a bat. Kol she tashmish bein b'yom bein b'layla adam. Called the dummy lay. That's referring to people and things like people. Amar, tarnagolas. So the Gemara asks, kamina. Why do I care when the tarnagolas is nolad? So the Gemara says, sure, there's nafkamina. Rav Mari bered Rav Kana. Damar Rav Mari bered Rav Kana. Bodak bekina shel tarnagolin me'erev yom tov. If you checked the nest of the tarnagolin on erev yom tov, ben hashmashos, right before yom tov, v'lo matza babeitza, and there was no egg in there, ulamachar hishkem matza babeitza, and the next day you get there early in the morning before Alos HaShachar and you find an egg in there, even though it seems like the only possibility is that that egg was nolad during the nighttime on Yom Tov, muteres, it's muter. You have the right to assume that you just missed it yesterday, but it had to have been nolad the previous day. You don't have to be choshesh that it was nolad at night. You assume it was vaday nolad during the daytime. So the Gemara asks, but valo badak, but didn't you check and you saw that it wasn't there the previous day? It must be you didn't check properly, because it can't. It can only come out during the daytime. And even if you checked well, it must be that the majority of it had come out before Yantiv and then popped right back into the mother, and we're assuming that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that that's considered nolad when the majority comes out. It has to be. So that's the nafkamina. Asura. But didn't we learn the exact opposite halacha? That if you check before Yantav and there was no egg there, and then you go back in the morning, early in the morning by Alos Shachar, and you check and there is an egg there, it's Asur. So Gemara says, no, Hasam b'desafna me'ara. Over there we're talking about a beitza that was not nolad from a Zachar, it was warmed by the karka itself. So that could happen bein b'yom, bein b'layla, because it's not a result of Tashmish anyway. Ihachi, if we're talking about a beitza that was safna me'ara, so the Rav Mari Nami, Eima Me'ara Safna. So Rav Mari should also be concerned for that possibility that it was nolad belayla. How does he know that it was nolad during the day? So Bedika Zachar Bada. No, there's a male tarnacle right there, so you know that it came from a male. Bedika Zachar Nami, Eima Me'ara Safna. Yep, there's a male there, but still that doesn't mean that's what caused the egg to be nolad. It could be that there's a male there, but he played no role. Now, if there's a male there, then you could bet the male had a role. We know for sure. Va'ad kama, how much could you be somich on the tarnagol to the point that there's a male there, that to assume that it had to have come from the male? So Amrav gamda mishmed rav kalhecha deshama kalei biyamama. Anytime that male can be found in a place that you're able to hear its voice during the daytime, so that's considered as if there's a zachar near the nekeva, and you know that's why the nekev was molded. Avad Rav Mari Uvda, Rav Mari paskin halacha lemaisa by a beitza that was found in a nest before Amud HaShachar on the first morning of Yantiv, and there was no male in the vicinity, ad shitin bate, to the distance of 60 houses, and he was, as long as there was a male within 60 houses worth of distance, he was willing to be matir that egg, because he was confident that if there was a male within that vicinity, there's no way the tarnagolas would be warmed by the ground. It had to be molded from the male itself. V'ika nahara, if there was a river in between, lo avra, the tarnagolas would not pass over the river, and then we can assume it was safna me'ara, that it came from the ground. V'ika mavra, but if there was a bridge, avra, then we do assume that it could have gone over the bridge. V'ika mitzra, but if it wasn't a real bridge, it was just like a rope that was stretching across, lo avra. We don't assume that it passed over such a rope But Hava Uvda va'avra mitzra. One time there was a story, and the tarnagol is passed over, even just a rope that was dangling over a water, a river. So therefore, if there's a if you just have that, that's enough to assume that the male has passed over that area, and you could assume that the beitza came from the male. And if the beitza came from the male, it definitely happened during the daytime. It did not happen during the nighttime. So if you find it very early in the morning on Yontif, you could be sure that it was born before Yontif, and it is in fact mutter. Okay, Beis Hashem will pick up from Bimai Ukimta next time.